This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson. Podcasting from beautiful Bend, Oregon, the Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that provides you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance. The Warrior Mind Podcast is produced every week for your enjoyment, and show notes and links can be found at www.warriormindcoach.com/blog. Please come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. If this is your first time listening, thanks for coming. If you're returning, thank you for your continued support. This is episode 421. It's actually the first episode in the year 2019. So happy new year, everybody. Hope you had a great new year, and obviously hope you set some goals and perhaps even create a vision board. One thing that I did is I got a gift from a client, and it's a Nix Play, N-I-X-P-L-A-Y, and it's a digital display of your pictures that you can place on, you know, your fireplace or your desk or whatever, but you load it up with pictures and you can see, you know, it's like a family album. But what I did is I converted mine into my vision board. So there I have all the pictures, the words, the phrases, the things that I want to do in 2019. And then it kind of slides through them constantly. So I'm always being bombarded with being programmed with what I want to get accomplished. So that's not the subject of today's podcast, but I just wanted to put that out there, is that a vision board doesn't always have to be a board that you put on the wall. It could be a Nix Play frame, Pinterest. You could set up a whole bunch of pictures in a Pinterest folder called vision board. But the key on whatever it is look at it daily. Look at it daily. And that's what I like about this Nix Play, is that it just keeps going. I turn it on first thing in the morning and it just keeps going and going and going. And it catches my eye because there's movement to it. So it catches my eye and I keep looking over at it and going, oh yeah, there's the workshop that I'm going to do. Oh yeah, there's my trip to Barcelona. Oh yeah, there's my physical goal. So anyway, I just wanted to let you know or encourage you, if you haven't done so already, to get your vision board up there, regardless of what it looks like, whether it is on a board where you go out and get magazines and cut pictures, or it's a virtual one on Pinterest or even on Instagram or using Nix Play, whatever it is, get that out there, get that in front of you so you can continuously be inspired and motivated by the future that you want to create in 2019. Well, today we're going to be talking about kind of a fresh start, right? So we have this fresh start of 2019, and we want to be able to understand our internal guidance system, if you will, because what worked for 2018 may not work anymore for 2019. And we're talking about your personal code of ethics. Now, a couple of months ago, maybe even a month ago, I went through the four archetypes for a conscious aware male, and actually conscious aware female, depending on how you change the name of the archetypes. But we have the warrior, the magician, the lover, and the king, or it could be called the sovereign or the ruler if we wanted to make it unisexual, if you will. But one of the things about the personal code of ethic, it applies tremendously to that warrior archetype. The warrior archetype is responsible for taking actions and also having boundaries. And so we want to be able to establish some boundaries, and boundaries can be looked at either, you know, how you want to be treated, how you not want to be treated, but it comes down to kind of a code of ethics, if you will. And so the first step in creating a code of ethics is take a close look at your life. Who do you believe yourself to be? You know, what does this look like? Who are you? You know, are you, how compassionate are you? Are you friendly? Are you charismatic? You know, take a close look. So these are just to get, this is kind of like doing some digging in the mind, and you want to get to the gold. So we need to start asking questions to do the digging. The questions are basically the shovel that we're digging through our conscious into our unconscious mind, so that we can get to the gold of who we are. So the first step is to take a close look at your life. And that is, who do you believe yourself to be? Perhaps ask yourself how a friend would respond if they were asked to describe you. Would someone say that you're are kind and compassionate? So put down all of these traits that somebody would describe you. And you may even want to ask people, how would you describe me? And get a look at it, because often we look at ourselves through different filters and other people look at us through different filters. Not one is right or one is wrong, but we just want to get a sense of who we are. And then the second step is to put thought into what you believe. Right. So ask yourself what your ethical beliefs are. And these are beliefs that shape your life by influencing your decision making. Right. Our beliefs lead to our thoughts. Right. Which leads to our feelings, which lead to our actions, which lead to our results. And then questioning why you believe in them is not important at this point, but just ensure you write as many of your ethical beliefs as you can think of. And this is just, we just want to get this. We're mining, right? We're digging. So now we have a look at who you are or who you believe you are. And now we want to look at your beliefs, those ethical beliefs. Like, is it ethical to steal? And these are deep questions that we can go into at very extraordinary length. Like if you're starving, if a mom is starving with three kids, is it okay for her to steal food? Who knows? But you have to look at what you ethically believe about yourself, about life, about other people, and write those down. Next, you want to take a look at how you relate to people. Think about how you deal with family members, friends, coworkers, even strangers. In addition, I would ask you to consider the various places where you live, work, and play. Is there anything related to ethics that has a negative impact on how you relate to people? So list the changes that you would like to make in them. So how do you relate? Are you easygoing? Are you only easygoing if they have the same political belief as you or the same religious belief as you? Or do you get indignant with some other folks? Do you help people across the street if they need it, right? Do you open the door for a woman? These are things that, you know, how do you relate to other people? And then the next step is to go back to your beliefs and ask, why do you believe these beliefs? This is an essential part. Is it your belief, or is it something that you've been programmed with since you were young through your religious leaders, through school, through your parents, through your friends? Understand, why do you believe them? Many times we are, again, you know, I've gone into other podcasts that we've been programmed from a very young age when we don't even know we're programmable to understand certain beliefs. And when we can understand, why do I believe this? Does it, and all of these beliefs have helped you up to this point. But what we want to do is take a look at creating a different internal guidance system so that you can achieve more, be happier, and just enjoy life more in 2019. And so this means taking digging, right? So digging deep into your unconscious mind and bringing up all these nuggets, so that we can actually turn them to gold. So we want to take a look at why do you believe the beliefs that you have? Once you get all that down, now you can start to create your personal code of ethics. And basically, depending on who you read and what you do, I like to keep things simple. So in here, there's three parts to this personal code of ethics. And the first section is the purpose. So what is your purpose, your personal code of ethics? Are you writing it to adjust your behavior? Or is it a purpose inspirational? So if you want to adjust your behavior, that's one thing. But if you want to use this code of ethics to be inspirational for you, that's something else, right? So a code of ethics, yeah, I'm going to stop smoking. Well, that's change your behavior, big deal. But if it's to set an example for others to live a healthier life, ooh, that's a little bit more inspirational, right? Is it to, I'm just going to lose 10 pounds. Or is it to inspire working moms that it's possible to be the ideal weight and eat food and eat good food and have fun with your kids? Now that's inspirational. The other one was just behavioral. So take a look at this first section and why are you writing down this personal statement, right? This personal code of ethics. Is it to be inspirational to yourself and others, or is it just to change behavior? Then the second part is the I will part of it, remembering where you wrote that your beliefs are a certain way. Your I wills will be based on the traits you want to possess or aspire to possess. I will be a happy person. I will be a generous person. I will be. And you don't have to do bullet items, but whatever, right? So this is your own personal, right? It's called a personal code of ethics. You write it down any way you want. You want to do it in bullet items, that's fine. I would just ask that if you go, I will be a happier person so that others around me, I can enjoy the company of others around me. I can enjoy the nature. So after you go, I will be, or I will, just do so that. Just use the word so that there, so you can tie some sort of a reason into it. And then the third section includes reasons for your beliefs and rules you would like to follow when dealing with other people. So this is basically how you interface. This is social interfacing, if you will, not on Facebook, not on LinkedIn, but when you're face to face with somebody, what are your beliefs? Why do you want to hold these beliefs? How is it that you want to behave with people? And this is so your ethics, right? These are your personal ethics. How do you, and nobody's right and nobody's wrong. Your ethics are going to be different than your neighbors if they are listening to this podcast. Your ethics are going to be different than your significant other. That's okay. These are your ethics, but this is how ethics are going to guide you, right? Again, with the warrior archetype, these are kind of your boundaries. They're going to guide you so that when you're faced with the decision or when you're faced with a situation, you won't have to wonder how to behave because your ethics are going to tell you, oh, when a person does this, this is how I'm going to behave. And you do that. You don't deviate when it's convenient. Often ethics, people think that ethics are like a fence that fence us in. But ethics give us direction. They give us a way of responding to the world, to the people, places, and events within us. When we know ahead of time how we're going to respond to somebody or an event or a situation, we then can respond to it accordingly. If we don't know our ethics, if we don't know how we're going to respond or why we believe what we believe, we're just going to get, we will get overly emotional because we don't have any basis to stand on. So normally when somebody gets very agitated, angry, rageful, it's based on something they don't understand. They don't have a good sense of ethics on why the emotion is coming up for them. And then if they can take a look into that and why they believe this, then they may do away with it and their anger will go away, whatever that might be. So this is how you would create this ethic. And I want to emphasize it again that it's part of these archetypes. And I'm going to be touching on these archetypes again and again and again, because these archetypes, again, the warrior, the magician, the lover, the ruler, or the sovereign, is all part of self-mastery. And my key theme for 2019 is self-mastery for myself and for my clients. You can't master your life if you don't master you. Your life is your work, your family, your romances, your finances. And how you do anything is how you do everything. So being aware of these four archetypes, being able to tap into them, and being able to move forward is the first step in self-mastery. And the biggest one is this code of ethics. So if you'd like to get I have the show notes on this. You can find them at warriormindcoach.com/blog. You'll see where the podcast is there. You'll find out these tips that I've given to you. Take this week and write down your code of ethics. And this is how you're going to behave. You may not memorize them, but keep them with you. Keep them with you and read them along with looking at your vision board. Read them regularly. And this is going to be the beginning of setting a direction for your new life in 2019. Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind Podcast. If you liked what you've heard, please tell your friends and subscribe by your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. Also, make sure you check out www.warriormindtraining.com. Until next time, live with courage. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.